Jesus said, "Blessed are the persecuted," and they are suffering big time right now. This is Bible League International, and 19-year-old Aria was beaten by her own father and violated by local authorities. You know what her crime was? Simply that she gave her life to Jesus Christ after leaving radical Islam. They need Bibles in order to endure and persevere. And that's why Truth Network and Bible League are teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 persecuted believers around the world at $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Word 800 yes word or give at truthnetwork.com.
This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Coming to you from an entrenched barricade deep in the heart of Central North Carolina. Masculine Journey After Hours, a time to go deeper and be more transparent on the topic covered on this week's broadcast. So sit back and join us on this adventure. The Masculine Journey After Hours starts here now.
All right, we are the cat's away, and so the mice are playing today on the Masculine Journey, and Sam's out and enjoying an award ceremony that he, I'm sure, should have, you know, won. Absolutely. He's an amazing man. But while he's gone, we get to do Boot Camp Survivors. And so we've had so much fun with our friends on from previous boot camps, men that have survived several boot camps. And this time we've added another player to the equation, right? And so, Danny, we got Tony with us.
Yeah, Tony and I go back pre-boot camp. Tony was part of our ministry in Asheboro, so, and he was a glutton for punishment and followed me to boot camp. So, Tony, good to have you. Good to hear from you.
And, yeah, it's good to hear from all you guys.
We slip out and play golf every now and then, so not well, yes, but Tony plays well. I do not, but no comment, Rodney. Tony, tell us what boot camp has done for you.
Okay, let me go back to my first boot camp, which was the one that was held in July of 2020 up close to Pelham. It was an entirely different experience for me because I was churched very well. And, did not know that God sought us in such various ways and through such an assortment of people. And I left that boot camp on Sunday just overjoyed, tears just running down my face, just full. I was full. A year ago when we had the boot camp in November, I came again to that one. And I know I had learned a little bit about how the boot camp is, and I learned that the guys at the boot camp don't make anything happen. They just open the door for God to step into your life. And so, through the different sessions that we go through and our covenants of silence, I sought God, and I just knew I had a heavy heart that God wanted something specific, but I had no idea what. And all through the boot camp, it seemed like the theme kept pushing me back to family. On the final day, Sunday morning, we had our final set of thoughts and questions, and we went to our code of silence or covenant of silence. And I went in and sat in my car, and I said, "God, I don't have a clue where we're going this year." I felt so empty because I knew guys were getting, fulfilled and finding their names and their mission for the immediate time being. And I just felt so empty. And then all of a sudden, my wife started texting me these messages, and I wished I had saved them, but I've changed phones, and so I lost what I had. But God, through her, just flooded my mind and my heart with You know, your mission right now, Tony, is your family, because I was absent from my family spiritually and emotionally for a lot of years when I worked on the road. And God said, it's time to start restoring some of that. And I left that boot camp once again fulfilled, tears streaming down my eyes, knowing that God had spoken to my heart.
Wow. Like, wow.
Yeah, it was quite an experience, you know. And it might, you know, I know that other guys were getting larger or more epic, what you might call journeys and missions and tasks, but I knew that God had spoken and that I was right where I needed to be.
I'm pretty sure, Tony, that there isn't anything more epic.
Yeah, that's pretty
than
epic.
than the family that God, you know, graciously has given us to, like, man, he gave us a wife, he gave us kids in some cases. You know, I don't know of anything more epic than that. You had kind of the same experience, Danny.
Yeah, because, you know, having moved from Asheboro to King and leaving the ministry down there and leaving it in somebody else's hands and that kind of thing, but the ministry became my God, so to speak. And, you know, I had kind of separated, you know, doing the church thing and left my wife behind. And so this whole genre of stuff has drilled me back into, you got to love the beauty well. You've got to, you know, engage with family.
Yeah.
And, you know, this ministry, I know I give y'all guys a hard time, but, you know, there's not a moment when I say, hey, I got to go do this or do that and this kind of thing. And it's like a cheering squad. Yeah, we're praying. We're doing this, you know, and I got to go.
Well, you know, yeah. And I, that our ministry ought to flow out of our family.
Yeah.
Right? Because it should be our foundation. And undoubtedly, the kind of neat thing, and I'm sure that you feel that way, Tony, I'm sure Terry and Ricky feel the same way, is that actually your family's just getting bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. It got bigger when I was a part of ministry with Danny and Ash. I got your brother there.
Yeah,
and my immediate family's getting bigger too. We just had another granddaughter.
All right.
my son lives way up in Asheville, so our time of seeing her is few and far between. But we're headed that way soon.
That's spectacular. That really is, Tony. That makes my day to hear stories like that. Right? Because you know, we're there to show that God will show up, and that's just it. He just does in so many different ways for so many different guys. And I love the way you put that at the very beginning, that's exactly what God does. It's God is showing up the way God wants to show up in people's lives on his agenda, not on our agenda, right?
Right.
Trying to do what he's doing, what he's thinking. And you know, that's what we see time and again. And Ricky, you invite so many different people so many different times, but it seems like they come when God wants them to come, right?
Yes. Yes, that's true. I'm working on some guys right now, and I still ain't counting one man out yet, but I got a new guy coming, Andy Ledford. He's supposed to show up. He's never been before. He said he's looking forward to it, and a few other people there.
And you got a friend that's struggling with cancer right now, and he probably coming, right?
Yeah, Jim Wampler. Jim, he's supposed to be coming, most definite. And, yes, he has the cancer. And we're going to have to all band together. And
yeah, how fun will that be? You know, again, if you're thinking about coming, you know, you're kind of on the fence. Man, I mean, we are so excited to see what God's going to do with you. And it'll be different than he does it with Danny, or it's going to be different than he does it with Rodney or Andy or any of us, right? It's going to be something that he does uniquely. And sometimes, you know, he even takes people ancient of days, you know, that have lived literally centuries.
Yeah.
Right? So don't think you're disqualified because you're 103, right? Right, Harold?
I knew something was coming as soon as you started moving that mic. Anytime age comes up, but yeah, it's true. Don't let anybody think they're too old to come. I'm 81 and I'm coming. And it's something that is not age bound, either on the bottom side or the top side. There's always something there for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And one of the neat things we got to do, Jim, when we were there in Ohio, was right, we got to love on Terry's dad.
Indeed, and that was a very special time. I know Terry went there to help his family, and it's the right place for him to be at the right time, and I suspect he can confirm that. Right, Terry?
Yes, I can, definitely. Miss all my friends in North Carolina, that's for sure. But I will see you all in a couple weekends. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing all you guys and Ricky and everybody.
Well, as I was sitting there thinking, you know, Terry, that clearly that's what God had for you, right, in this season, was to go back and spend this time with your dad. And let me just tell you that Terry's dad's like a legendary turkey hunter. Seriously, I'm not kidding. And, you know, he gave me some turkey hunting tips big time and a few deer hunting tips while I was at it. But the real thing that for me was your dad has so much life in his eyes. When he starts talking turkey hunting, I mean, he's going back to when he was 20 or 30 and all that. And there's a lot of life left there. And what a way, you know, we got to see, you know, Terry love on his dad. It was beautiful, right, Jim?
It was indeed.
And we had a great adventure. And he loves to talk about his great adventures because he did that all his life, and he really enjoyed that. You know, so, yeah, it was an awesome time. Awesome time, no doubt about it.
And one we look forward to repeating.
Yeah.
Right, too.
There's no doubt about it. So, again, you may know this is shameless. We're doing this show in order to invite you, right? Like, God might be knocking on your heart and saying, hey, you know, you might be surprised at the mission he has for you. Like, it's part of your identity, something that he's had for you all along. And everybody, you know, I don't know how many men have told me, you know, man, I just know I was meant for more than what's going on here. And so, wow, why not take a Thursday night? So you only have to take off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the weekend before Thanksgiving, and invest in God's agenda, right? It's really an opportunity and an opportunity to share your life with us. Because I can assure you there's, I don't know, 8 guys in the studio here with me that want to meet you as bad as I do, that want to share these experiences with you as bad as I do. I mean, it's an absolute blast.
Ricky wanted you to mention the food.
Ricky wanted me to mention. So, yeah, Randall's another friend you get to have when the guy who's going to make the food. Right, Ricky?
That's right. That's right. If it wasn't for Randall, we'd all go hungry. Not pertaining to the Lord, he wouldn't in Christ. But it's cooked. He has to put up with us for 4 days, or 3 days and a piece, or whatever it is. But he does some fine cooking, and not trying to run the show, but God bless Randall and his wife and the camp and all the men that come. I'm thankful for the 10 men, the leadership. It means a lot to me.
Yeah, and this isn't the kind of camp where you're only allowed to go through the line one time and then you're done eating. Like, if you want to eat, you've come to the right place, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've seen Big Jim, and if you know Big Jim, there's a reason he got big, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, when he's on his, like, 6th hamburger, and you're like, really? And I see him all piled up there, and like, well, if nobody else is going to eat him, Big Jim will take it to the kitchen.
Now, it's not a full hamburger. This is one bun with 6 patties.
Okay.
Yeah. But his low country broil and
is that a Hexa
barbecue
burger,
is to die for. A Hexa burger, I like that.
Jim goes first and Jim goes last.
Well said, Clark.
Yeah, you resemble that remark, right?
Yeah, he's got his own spin on the first shall become last. He's like, oh, I can be both. Yeah, that man can eat. But this is what happens. When you're at boot camp, you get exactly this same thing going on. That's going on right now in the studio with the stories, because you get the stories from the guys from the past. The new guys that are there, they end up blending in so fast and their own stories. And that's what you're there for. It's like, well, what has God done in your life? And what is he currently doing? And what's he going to do next? It's wonderful to sit there and just be able to go do that. And like we're talking about the campfire. And then there's all these other times we just kind of get around and laugh and talk and just have a great time.
You get to shoot, Jim. You know, it's one of my favorite things to do every boot camp. Is it's if when you play airsoft, you get to shoot Jim.
Yeah, and it's not hard to miss him, right?
Not every boot camp. You miss the first couple of times. I'm getting older and slower.
He remembers those well. But I tackled you one time, broke my thumb doing it.
I didn't mean to fall on you, sorry.
You think that's not true, but it's definitely true. You know, there was some shenanigans. Well, Andy was there to referee the whole thing.
Yep. Yeah. I run the airsoft program, so I probably need a support
group because he's the softest one of us. So.
But there's a lot of fun. You know, I think that's part of it. We've done it. We did a show, I guess, last time, just on the activities we do and the impact that has. Just listening to guys up and going out and having fun like you were a kid again. You know, a lot of times we get too sophisticated in our older age, so that playing has a lot to do with what we're doing. It just you know, just something to do to get out there and have a little bit of adventure. But what was on my heart to share too was I got to thinking about this when I came to my first boot camp. I found that Sam, I think, had posted something in a Panera, and I just had finished reading Wild at Heart, and I was looking for something like this. And it took me about a year to get the courage to go, and I was pretty introverted at that time. Robbie will tell you, I kind of bumbled.
That's all right. We'll just put some people on hold there. Was Tony. We lost him, but we got Corn. We got Jerry. Gotcha. Go ahead.
But anyway, we, you know, I just want to encourage guys that if you're listening to the show and you've thought about it and are like, no, I I don't want to know anybody. I didn't know anybody. And I didn't know anybody, and I just kept coming back like Rodney was talking about. I don't think I've missed one since then. And you know, became part of the team and stuff, but it took a while for that, and it took me a while to kind of open up. But I didn't feel like we don't go and we don't make you break out into groups and do all kinds of weird stuff or whatever. You're just allowed you spend most of your time with God but you have the opportunity at the bonfire and other things to open up and share with other guys. And when you start hearing other guys share their stories and stuff, it opens your heart up to that very thing. But what I really want to encourage you, though, is if you've contemplated this and you felt like, yeah, I just won't mix in or whatever, all these guys have told you how they've came and just kind of mixed in and felt comfortable. We want you to feel comfortable. It's nothing to be scared of. It's something that it's changed my life, changed all these guys' lives that you hear, and it's worth coming to.
Just a quick story about fishing. Because we do some fishing, and there are some avid fishermen. And my first boot camp, this is a story about Robbie, is I had this fly rod that my wife bought me. Because I had saw a guy when I was a kid fly fishing, and I just never took it up. So she bought me a fly rod. Well, I come down to the lake, and I'm like reserved about the fact that this awkward boy was going, because here's these other guys down here look like a river runs through it or a pond runs through it down there or something. And I'm going, oh, man, I don't want to do this, you know, because my pose had to come off is what it was.
I'll be exposed.
I am going to be drastically exposed when they see this thing. But Robbie took time to teach me some things, and I won't ever forget the lesson. One thing he said was, because I told him, I said, well, I've watched some YouTube videos and that kind of thing. He said, nobody has ever caught a fish when their fly wasn't in the water. And, you know, that's good advice. That's good advice. And I think, but the time that, you know, somebody takes their own time, and I got to think, and then there's the tackle box, you know, the coveted tackle box. But, you know, he tied flies on out of his stuff and everything. But that's just part of the heart of what happens, I think, is that, you know, you can't dictate those things, but it just, those moments kind of happen in all of our lives, I think. So thank you, sir.
Oh, it's always such a blast. I can't tell you the number of guys I've seen that we caught their first fish at a boot camp. Like, they always wanted to try it, or, you know, whatever. Like, man, how fun to watch people do that. Jim?
These guys were sharing their first boot camp, and it occurred to me a little bit ago that my first boot camp was just over 20 years ago. Terrible setting. It's Echo Ranch, Alaska, and it didn't last 3 days. It lasted a week, and I had no idea what I was getting into, but a friend said, you have to go to this, and I believed him because he knew what he was talking about. But it changed my life in a very significant way. I had always connected with women prior to this because they talk about real stuff, I thought, and most men, from my perspective, didn't. Went up there, met two men that I want to talk about. One was Bill. Now, he's a commercial fisherman in Alaska. Picture that in your mind. He came out of one of our get-togethers, and this shouldn't scare you off, but he was weeping. I mean, he wasn't just crying. He was crying his eyes out. And got to talking to him. He shared something very important, very personal. And I realized at that point that, yeah, this is a place where I can really connect with men. And that would make my wife a lot happier because she doesn't like me connecting with women. And it wasn't the kind of connection most of you are probably thinking of, but I just found them to be easier friends to make. And Bill, in that moment, showed me how great it was to have a friend. And he's still a friend. He was an instant friend then from that boot camp, and met another one, Aubrey. An older man, probably older than you, Harold, believe it or not.
Is that possible?
And he's still kicking.
Did he know Noah?
At least last time I checked. He put him on the boat and then swam. But he was one of the most godly men I've ever run into. And he'd be up at 6 in the morning, which is daylight. Easily when you're in August in Alaska, and this was southeast Alaska near Juneau, but he would be walking around and singing to himself. I mean, he was singing out loud, but he would be walking around paying attention to nobody but his Savior, and this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And he had a little song he was singing, and seeing that in action. And he ended up on my board when we went back to Alaska, and just a wonderful, godly man. And both of them real men, not the wimps you usually associate with the churchgoers. So my first boot camp was a big deal. Yeah, sorry. And I'm still in church. That's not a problem. But those two men had a huge impact on my life out of my very first boot camp, and that hasn't stopped. And in this group, I think Robbie and I are pretty close to the same number of boot camps, but I lost count. Get something great each time.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, one of the real men that you get to meet, we will point out again, is Ricky Korn. And Ricky Korn has seen some things. But when I think about a real man, like, there's a few people in life that scare me, okay? I mean, like, I would not, I know some stories, okay? You do not want this guy playing with electricity with you, I'm just saying. However,
shocking.
You know, talk about watching somebody get emotional with God and truly, you know, coming to that point where David was, you know, shedding all those tears on his pillow, you know, Ricky, you know, even when you were talking today about your friend and the struggles that he's had, I mean, God's emotional, and you get a chance to share that, like that, as a real man, right?
Right. That's right. It'll all surface. It'll all come out in the wash, so to speak. But yes, I've seen some things in real life, and I know that God's left me and all you other men here once again on this earth for a purpose. We're not here by mistake, and that's up to each and every individual. Yeah, I've had some encounters pertaining to the Lord, and I know He's brought me a long way in life, and how things has changed in my life, and I'm still working on some things in my life, but I'm looking forward to coming to boot camp and seeing each and every one of you, plus the new men.
Yeah, and so for me, you know, I met Ricky actually on a mission trip in Jamaica on an airplane. We sat next to each other. He turned to me in a very scary looking situation and said, "I'm Ricky Korn, and I've seen some things." Little did I know what I would find out in the next, you know, 48 hours, that he had, in fact, seen some things. But also, you know, through that shared adventure, he came to boot camp, and man, I have a real friend for life. Let me just tell you that I don't know what might be going on in my life, but if I wanted to phone somebody at 2 a.m. and say, "Ricky, I need you here now," man, I wouldn't have to even begin to think that that man would be coming down from the mountains, and I would feel pity the fool that would.
He would literally be loaded for bear.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, that's the deal, man.
That's, you know, that's
it, it is the deal. And I feel that same way about Terry. I feel that way about everybody in this room. You know, it's really an amazing thing that God puts us together. And it's not necessarily the boot camps that do it, as you pointed out so well, Terry. It's God that does that. It's His agenda, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so pray about it, you know. Seek God's heart.
He will speak to you.
Yes, he will. He will. So, again, it's masculinejourney.org. We are so grateful for you, Ricky, being with us. Terry, Rob, and, of course, Tony are all with us today through this. And
Dwayne.
And Dwayne. Yeah, how cool was it? And looking forward to having those guys back at boot camp. But, you know, it won't be the same if you're not there. And I couldn't mean that more sincerely. Like, think about it. Pray about it. We would love to see you. masculinejourneyradio.org.
This is the Truth Network.